There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. We begin in the United Kingdom, where Jewish community leaders have criticized BBC News CEO Deborah Turnus for her comments distinguishing Hamas's political and military wings, despite the United Kingdom proscribing the entire group in 2021. Leaders have called for a resignation, highlighting the BBC's failure to recognize Hamas as a proscribed terrorist organization. The BBC admitted an editorial breach in a Gaza documentary, but defended its reporting, emphasizing the complexity of the situation. Meanwhile, Melbourne's religious leaders united at East Melbourne Synagogue today to show solidarity after an arson attack. Catholic Archbishop Peter Comensoli and leaders from Muslim and other faiths emphasized community resilience and condemned hatred. The gathering underscored the importance of interfaith cooperation, with the Muslim community expressing support and calling for peace and dialogue to promote harmony and prevent violence. A global survey, now led by AI expert Maya Ackerman and Israeli President Isaac Herzog, aims to gather experiences of anti-Semitic bias in AI-generated content. The Voice of the People Project Initiative seeks to identify and combat anti-Semitism across leading AI platforms, addressing concerns over the misrepresentation of Jewish communities. Launched in 2023 by President Herzog, the project promotes awareness and solutions for challenges faced by Jewish people worldwide. A recent Canadian government report reveals that anti-Semitism in Ontario schools is more severe than previously thought. Jewish groups are urging a stronger response, and experts stress the need for comprehensive reforms and stricter accountability measures. The report highlights an urgent need for Ontario's education system to create a safer, more inclusive environment for Jewish students and staff. Let's now take a look at what other stories have made headlines. The United Kingdom, France, and Germany will reimpose UN sanctions on Iran if nuclear negotiations stall by August, aiming to pressure Iran into cooperating with the International Atomic Energy Agency and advancing the nuclear deal. The Hague Court has denied Israel's request to vacate warrants and probes into Prime Minister Netanyahu and former Minister of Defense Yoav Gallant, stating Israel must first investigate its leaders before the ICC considers halting Gaza genocide charges. Columbia University's acting president has announced new measures to address anti-Semitism amid federal pressure, emphasizing challenges and efforts to improve campus safety. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has urged mayoral candidate Zoran Mamdani to reconcile with the Jewish community based on previous remarks, emphasizing a need for healing and understanding. Israel has arrested dozens suspected of spying for Iran based on a campaign titled Easy Money, Heavy Price, and is urging reporting of such activities subject to severe penalties. Israel has welcomed the EU's decision to avoid imposing sanctions on it over Gaza. EU Foreign Minister Kaja Kallas confirmed that no punitive actions would be taken against Israel. Tonight, outside the Jerusalem Theatre, trumpeter Avishai Cohen and the Jerusalem Symphony Orchestra will inaugurate the Israel Festival. The event begins at 9 o'clock with tickets available online. And finally, we meet an artist from Canada, Sheila Nempton-Levine, whose artistic journey has culminated into a unique project. Since 2016, she has created 54 vibrant mixed-media paintings, each representing a parasha with a contemporary perspective. Her exhibit, Table Tableau, invites viewers to interact physically with the artworks. Displayed across Montreal's synagogues, her work has also been incorporated into Jewish high school B'nai Mitzvah programs. The project has now led to the production of a coffee table book, an audio guide, and an upcoming documentary series. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.